AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Investors slammed on the brakes today in the final hour of trading on Wall Street. As a result, the Dow skidded 205 points, the S&P lost 26, and the NASDAQ fell 20. Art Cashin, Director of Floor Operations for UBS, says the market is mostly reacting to a slowdown in the Chinese economy.
The Central Bank of China has cut rates and they've lowered reserve requirements. That won't directly do too much for the market, but hopefully it might do something for their economy.
The White House is defending the president's assertion that his critics in Congress may be crazy.
The president, looking ahead to Congress's return from vacation, told donors in Las Vegas he and Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid have been discussing how to, quoting here, deal with the crazies. Republicans took umbrage, and on the flight back from Vegas, White House spokesman Eric Schultz acknowledged the language was flip, but adds, if the shoe fits.
We have seen Republicans do wildly irresponsible things in the past, and that includes shutting down the government for ideological reasons.
Critics note Obama will need the votes of a large number of Republicans on a budget compromise to avoid another shutdown this fall, and suggest branding them crazy won't help. Mark Smith at the White House.
Lewis Stokes rose from poverty in the projects of Cleveland to become one of the most influential and respected members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Vice President Joe Biden led a congressional delegation of past and present members to Stokes' funeral today in Cleveland. West Virginia State Police say a 14-year-old boy held several students and a teacher hostage in a high school classroom today before he let them go, and he was taken into custody in the small town of Philippi. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Fox News have buried the hatchet, right? Wrong.
Donald Trump is picking on TV news anchor Megyn Kelly again. Her boss says the Republican presidential contender needs to apologize. When Kelly returned from a vacation Monday, Trump tweeted that he liked her show better when she was away. He retweeted another message calling her a bimbo. After Trump had complained bitterly about Kelly's questions to him during a debate 3 weeks ago, including the blood from wherever remark, he and Fox News chairman Roger Ailes had a conversation in which Trump said Ailes promised him better treatment. Now Ailes says the network is proud of Kelly in the face of what he called Trump's crude and irresponsible attacks. Warren Levinson, New York.
Trump is getting ready to hold a rally tonight in Dubuque, Iowa. The maker of eggless spread, Just Mayo, has gotten a warning from regulators. Mayonnaise needs eggs. The FDA says the product's name and label could be misleading without mayo. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.